we talk about, and he did too, John Fox, about how he's going to be standing on a sideline like George Halas. But he started with Sid Gilman way back in 1978, and also one of the founding fathers of at least modern-day football in many regards. And the guy loved the pass. And so he said, my best pass wouldn't be as good as my best run, so I'm going to run the ball. He, even though Sid Gilman was this pass, and he, you know, grew up in that, I like his persistence on that. Like, you know what? You could easily become a coach, say, because the league's becoming an air show, that's what you have to do. Its fundamentals for him is stop the run, run the football.
Right. You have to have the initial influence of running the ball to have any deception to anything you want to do offensively downfield in terms of through the air. But then his expertise is making sure you study offenses so well, you know what defenses work best against what type of initial attacks when they come to the line of scrimmage. It's such a big process of the reasoning behind why you're doing something to be successful. And if it's not done up front, I don't care the quality of your guys on the exterior. If you don't have quality up front, you can't win the division championship that he talked about in order to get yourself in the playoffs to get further, achieve further success.
I think the only person that may be happier than you are about the commitment to run is Matt Forte, who I spoke with over the weekend on the phone. He's elated. He was just talking about this is going to get the Bears back to the way they used to play. Good defense. He mentioned defense first, which I thought was interesting a little bit, and then the commitment to the run. He was talking about his excitement. Matt said the first thing he did when he heard about John Fox being a candidate was he went back and he looked at the success. He knew the teams were good, but he wanted to see what made them good, and he was very happy and relieved to see that the running game was a big part of that.
Well, no team threw fewer passes in the NFL during John Fox's time in Carolina from 2002 to 2010 than the Carolina Panthers. So they ran the football, and they were very successful as an offense, winning several times double digits and getting to a Super Bowl.
But he was also adaptable. In 2013, the Denver Broncos threw a lot of passes.
We've been talking a lot about everyone's reactions to this move and getting Ryan Pace in here and John Fox, and I'm completely elated. I know you are. We talk about your mother. I want to know how you are. I know no one in this building wants to win more than you do. I see it on your face. I talk to you about it. What are your thoughts about where the team is right now and how excited you are?
Everybody in the building wants to win. And we're very excited. To me, this is the worst time of year when we got, no offense intended, NBA basketball. We got to get to minicamp. We got to get to OTAs. We got to get to training camp. Got to get through the preseason and get that season opener, and I can hardly wait.
You know, he mentioned Brian Urlacher, and I thought that, and I got a text from Brian Urlacher. Foxy's the man. That's what Brian Urlacher said. Why is that so important to him, and is that a good sign for you to have somebody like that reach out to Brian?
Yeah, we always want to reach out to our alumni. They're what make the Chicago Bears, Tom and 1,600 other players, and Brian's terrific, first ballot Hall of Famer. He sent me a similar text. He's all fired up, much the same message. Fox is the man.
But the headline of this whole thing, yes, the Bears have a new head coach in John Fox. But as I've seen you a few times here at Halas Hall, there's much to be done, correct? Much to be done, and it'll be interesting to see how it all unfolds. And it's not just having the seventh pick in round one of the draft. It's figuring out what they have. They got to figure out what they have.
It's the Senior Bowl that's already started. Yes. They're already got their sights set on start evaluating. And like Coach Fox said, the process never really stops. It keeps on going. It's just what is the next story we're going to talk about?
And in free agency, too, it seems like a lot of teams are signing players to one-year contracts, so everybody's doing the same thing. It's almost like you're reshuffling your team every year. Even good teams you see, like New England, is a completely different team than last year, so it's going to be fun to watch what happens and who thinks what of which players.
Well, I just think overall a great day for the Chicago Bears. George? Thank you very much for joining us.
It's a pleasure to be here. I'm sorry I had to wait so long to get this gig.
Open anytime. Come on in. We can expand it, too. We can have
guys. You know, we can look at it, evaluate
look at the
it.
Tape.
We'll send you an iPad. Yeah. You can evaluate it. So, for the chairman of the board, George Halas McCaskey, Larry Mayer, the senior writer at ChicagoBears.com, and my broadcast partner and former Chicago Bear, always a Chicago Bear, Tom Thayer. I'm Jeff Joniak. Thanks for watching on Chicago Bears Roundtable here on ChicagoBears.com.